It's officially official. Giannis is gone. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. We start with breaking basketball news, but certainly expected breaking basketball news. After procedural delays this afternoon, it became official. The Bucks have traded Giannis Antetokounmpo to the Miami Heat in the same blockbuster trade that had been previously announced. Before the ink was dry, though, in the league office, but certainly knowing where things were headed, Giannis sat down for an extended interview with former Bucks television announcer Jim Paschke.
How would that 18-year-old Giannis recognize the man sitting here today?
I see the 18-year-old Giannis is looking at the man that is dealing with, like, conflict. That weighs on him, and it's taking the joy out of him.
Can you get that back?
Yeah.
The interview in its entirety was posted on Giannis's own YouTube channel. The Bucks, over several social media posts today, thanked Giannis for his 13 years to the city and the organization. Moving on to baseball, the Brewers and Cardinals will be seeing a lot of each other over the next few days after a May rainout. There are now 5 games between the two rivals over the next 4 days. Mother Nature says maybe, though, as there is rain in the forecast for tomorrow, so we'll see. Coming up tonight, Shane Drouin pitches against Dustin May. Game time is at 6:45. To the World Cup, where Team USA will be at full strength after FIFA reversed course on an appeal. They've lifted the red card suspension of striker Flo Balogun. He'll play tonight against Belgium. Teammate Jedi Robinson is ready for all comers.
I think that's been the message from the start, really, is why not us? I mean, we've seen time and time again in this tournament now that there's big upsets out there. There's teams who people thought would still be and have gone home already, and we don't take anything for granted. We respect every opponent we come up against, but we all have full belief in what each other is capable of and the fight that we can show and the talent we have, the work we put in, and that we're prepared for these situations. So hopefully everyone else has that belief in us and we can keep going and make it a special summer.
Kickoff tonight is set for 7 o'clock in Seattle. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.